Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Psy's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Psy's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Let's begin by offering ourselves at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the voice, the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Psy. Sai Ram, and good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Thank you so much for tuning in to Radio Psy's Asia Stream. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna, and it's my privilege to host this segment called Morning Glory. It's an overcast Thursday morning here in the ashram, and the time right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. Today is the 22nd of September 2016. The current temperature outside the Radio Psy studios is a very pleasant 23 to 24 degrees Celsius, and we are expecting midday highs of barely 30 degrees later today, and more cloud and rain activity as well. Overnight lows are a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius. In fact, it rained off and on most of yesterday, and it rained almost the entire night last night, as well as the night before. Night before, it rained consistently all night and fairly moderate to heavy rain. The weather forecast for the Divine Valley is calling for continued cloud and rain over the next 3 days. In fact, that would be really nice, as it keeps our plants and trees well hydrated, well washed and scrubbed and looking really clean, and our soil nicely moistened. Our water table under the earth needs continuous rains to maintain decent levels, because we are going to need it for the upcoming Navratri season, which begins on October the 1st. And then, of course, the biggest day of the Psy calendar. Dear sisters and brothers, the countdown has already begun. We only have 63 days to go till November 23rd, the 91st birth anniversary of His Divine Worship, the Purna Avatar, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I hope you're preparing for the big day already. Now, just before Morning Glory came on air, we hope you enjoyed the Vedam and the Bhajans that were aired live in real time from the Sai Kulwant Hall here in Prashanthi Nilayam through our website, radiosai.org. Right now, we are back in the studios, and as we speak, devotees from all over the globe and India are gently moving up in the line to pray at the holiest of shrines on the face of the planet, one that responds to every prayer, every sigh and every worry, the living, breathing Mahasannidhi of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Let's start off Morning Glory by bowing to the glory of the Mahasannidhi and offering the following prayer to Bhagwan. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, peaceful and loving. This being the fortnight where our ancestors who have passed on to the other side are worshipped and sent love to, let us take a moment to send love and respects to all the Pitrus who are already with Swami, our ancestors, who have crossed over and left the body. We pray for the well-being of their soul, seek their forgiveness for our oversights and seek their blessings, because we need the blessings of our elders, our ancestors, to succeed in life on earth. May the unconditional love of God permeate every cell of every form of life on this planet and across the universe. Let us also pray that may all beings, two-legged, four-legged, finned and winged, creepy crawlers and leafy leaves, Mother Earth, and all that is within her and above her surface, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains, and all life forms residing in them, in the sky, the air, the wind, the water, let the divine light and love envelop all creation and ooze peace and love from within each of these life forms. Let all thought forms in the universe be peaceful and loving right now and hereafter. Dear sisters and brothers, please, let's take a moment to visualize the divine light of God in our hearts, and let us spread this light to embrace all life forms on our planet, and then to the rest of the universe and beyond. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Peace, peace, peace. With that prayer placed at the altar of God, it's time to share with you the delectable menu we will be serving on Morning Glory today. Coming up shortly, the conclusion of the two-part Triswit Divinity interview with Sri Prem Kumar of Chennai. You heard part one right here last week on Morning Glory. But before that, right here, right now, I have a question for the listeners of Morning Glory. So please get set and ready, and I urge you to respond to me promptly, very quickly, with your correct answers, full name and location. That is, please mention your city and country. And your email must reach me within the next 20 minutes or so, please. Only then I'll be able to announce your names at the end of the show today. So here is my question. Can you name the cave, yeah, you heard it right, the cave or the gufa or the guha as it's called, that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba visited to meet Swami Purushottama Nanda Ji near Rishikesh on July 29th, 1957? So, tell me the correct name of the cave where Swami Purushottama Nanda Ji was blessed with the personal visit by Bhagwan Baba on 26th of July 1957. Swami visited him that day in the evening, and then he visited him again the very next day, which was on July 27th. And this cave, a small clue, is located near Rishikesh. Now, if you can give me the correct name of the cave, I would like you to email me ASAP at karuna@radiosai.org. I'll spell it out for you. K as in kite, A, R for Robert, U, N for Nancy, A, at RADIOSAI, one word, radiosai.org or org. And I'll repeat my email, karuna@radiosai.org. Dear brothers and sisters, since I'm still somewhat in that blissful zone that I so gladly and effortlessly slid into during my visit to Rishikesh earlier this month for the inauguration of the Satya Sai Ghat, I will share a reflection of that visit at the end of the program, and also some other historic gems about Bhagwan Baba's three visits to Rishikesh in 1957, 1961 and 1982. All that after the interview with Sri Prem Kumar of Chennai. And as you get busy emailing me, searching first, Googling your answer, I suspect, and then emailing me. In the meanwhile, let us enjoy part two of Triswit Divinity with Mr. Prem Kumar of Chennai. Have a listen, please.
And then the most thing is, my sisters, when they were young, reading, go school going girls, they were affected with typhoid. Three sisters. And serving them, looking after them, my mother also got ill. Nobody came to us to look after us. And doctor told that I am giving some injection. Let's see tomorrow. Just what's called pneumonia, chronic pneumonia or something like that. And you will not believe it. I wept before Bhagwan in my house, before the portrait of Bhagwan. I said, Swami, if you take away my mother, what will happen to my sisters? And we are all boys, okay. My sisters, what will happen? Next day, when I went to the hospital, the nurse told, your mother's pneumonia, it seems, is, going away. How means she had a very good motion this day, and then I think everything better. Doctor came at 11 o'clock and he said, she's all right. How? He said, I just wanted to test whether this injection will work or not. That's all. It has worked. Your injection has not worked. My God has worked, I told him. So that was even now. Another instance, my father got ill. And for 5 days, the biggest man in the Madras city, M. Viswanathan, Dr. M. Viswanathan, he could not diagnose what it is. What was actual ailment? It was in 1963 in Madras. I admitted my father in nursing home, MV nursing home. Next, back to that nursing home was Mr. Jagannath's factory was there. Ben Hur envelopes manufacturers them. On that day, it was Sri Ramanavami. I was told Swami is visiting Jagannath's house. Then I put a chair before the window, open the window, so that my father may have a vision of Bhagwan downstairs when he comes and goes inside. I said, when he sees you, or when you see him, not when he sees you, even his back is okay. He says, that your ailment will be diagnosed. At 5:30 or 6 o'clock, Swami came. After just alighting, will you believe, madam? He just turned and looked up at my father and showed his Abhayasta.
Hand in blessing.
Blessing, Abhayasta. I saw that. I told my father, your illness is gone. He has seen you. Listen. Next day only the doctor could confirm it was diabetes.
Oh.
That was physical. And then vision, my father got ill again. It was diagnosed as hypoglycemia. So highest form, chronic form of diabetes it seems. And then the doctor was to do something, give injections and all that, and they kept this thing, rod like thing, so that he will not bite his tongue. And he was just doing like this, fish like this. And we had to cold him. Doctor went to his house.
Like epileptic seizure.
Yes, seizures. No, we were just gone. And my last sister was to be married then. She's here. She's now here. I've got her here.
Right.
When I was just trying to just say, Swami, what is this? My sister is there. Whatever. Please do help. At about 1 o'clock in the day, morning, 1 a.m. or something, that I was overholding my father. Doctor said, I will come and again check him. If it is not okay by tomorrow, paralysis will be there. And that's the end. He's a big doctor. At one o'clock like this, I had a vision of Swami. Yellow robes. And the threshold, he was standing in the threshold. He said, Ela unadu? How is he? He asked. I could not believe him.
You were hearing this voice, and you were seeing something.
I saw the figure. Swami's figure.
In Madras.
Yeah, nursing home. In the nursing home. Opposite my house.
Okay.
I said, I just go, just left my father. So, Swami, come. Randi, kuchan. No. All right.
Again, he blessed with his hand.
All right.
And he disappeared.
A fleeting second, I heard a wonderful yellow robe. Event. After that, within minutes, I think, sir, the epilepsy, the attack was gone. And my father just woke from his bed, went home. I asked my wife, give me some coffee at 4 o'clock.
Quite dramatic.
Very not dramatic, it's true.
I know, very miraculous. Very.
That miracle is nothing for Swami.
Yes.
For us, it is
a big thing. Miracle. For him, it's just whatever he wills comes to happen.
Go means it goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That highest form of that hypoglycemia, something like that. And then doctor came at 7 o'clock, 7:30, first round. You know, where is Ramayya? No, he has gone home, he is taking coffee. And then that doctor's name was Krishnamurti. And they were close, you know. Then my father went at 9 o'clock. Hey, Krishnamurti, prince, you know. I am all right now. What is this? It's beyond our knowledge and miracles. No. My boy told, Swami has come and cleared my disease and all that. Afterwards, he lived for another 12-15 years like that. My father used to be, he never, like me, he never used to did any pujas and all that. Used to have that Sairam like that.
You did japa?
No, nothing. Uh-huh. We don't do anything, madam. Uh-huh. That's the thing.
You guys have a huge bank balance of good karma.
No, it's not like that. I never did anything at all. My father also like that. And then he passed away smilingly.
Great, you had a great bank balance. Clearly, you had some good karma to enjoy so much of grace.
That may be highest philosophy, I do not know. That philosophy, I don't know.
Why do you think Swami was so nice to you?
I don't know, but this maybe Swami's grace. Mm-hmm. Swami's grace. Because highest form of philosophy, I may not understand that. That's the thing. And that day, when it was happening, my wife and we were just playing chess now. My wife checked me, finished at 11 o'clock. I said, what is this? You are being defeated by your wife. Bloody fool, he said.
Who said this?
My father.
Okay.
After 10, half an hour, he passed away, smiling.
Oh, I see. On the day of his passing. Okay. He was making fun of you for losing chess.
What is this? You are being defeated by your wife? What is this? Chess. She plays a good chess. Okay. At 11 o'clock, my mother was there, and
he went peacefully and smilingly, just about some
sound as well. And my brother told me it must be, the brain must be asking for oxygen, maybe like that, because he's a doctor, no? Everything happened like that. And then another, we have our Kuladevam. Kuladevam means family deity. I think you may be understanding.
Yes,
you may
know, family deity.
The goddess name was Hemalamma. Hemalamma means gold. Hema means gold. Hemalamma. And we try to just do some small temple like that for her. For us only, not for her. We can't do anything for gods. For us only. And the Kumbhabhishekam, that's one of some proxy. Kumbhabhishekam, this is the celestial puja they will do. Kalasa puja like that, for that.
With pots.
Yes, with pots and all. And then
traditional
pujas. Yeah. I was there at, some 70 kilometers from my place. And we were there at 6 o'clock, 6:30. I had one car. I don't have a car for my personal use. I had one car, family was there. I was sitting in under the tree. 6:30 it was. It was just dawning that day. A vision for me. A white car came. From the white car, Bhagawan alights from that car. He strolls up to the sanctorum. I told my wife, "Is Bhagawan going?" She could not see. Where is it? He's gone. He's gone. Then immediately I went and saw the deity. Because he went from the car to inside the temple to the sanctorum. Then I said, okay. So you have proved that all forms are your forms. All names are your names. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Swami. That's experience. So many things I had in my life, madam. Even today, this thing, I asked Bhagawan, see, this is the first time I'm going to some sort of radio recording and all, I do not know how to do it. But I jot that down because you said we may forget some points. So some small points I have noted.
So when you asked him for permission, did you get a response?
Response in the sense that he brought me here, made me talk, made me sit before you, talk to you in my own way. Whether it is a good thing or bad thing, I leave it to him. I said, okay. My wife said, oh, he will be with you, don't worry. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is there, he will be with you, don't worry. Said,
I have a question. You know, you have such an old association with Swami.
Yeah.
Now that Bhagwan is not in the form and there's no possibility of, consulting him or checking things with him, should I do, should I not? Yes. Swami, this is the problem, how to proceed. How do you now connect with him? if you have a dilemma, a confusion, a challenge before you, and you want Swami's guidance, what do you do?
A good question, madam. I used to talk to him like madman.
In your heart or in person?
Heart.
In your heart.
Okay. I used to, even for a mechanical thing, I used to tell him, why don't you set it right? Mm-hmm. A mechanical thing which could be set right by a mechanic. Mm-hmm. I used to ask him, Bhagavan, I do not know anything. Just do it or just leave it. Mm-hmm. Do it or leave it. Mm-hmm. The moment after I just ask him, somebody will come. As a mechanic or plumber, electrician or somebody.
In some form, God will appear.
You come. What is the problem? I used to call him. I am coming. People who may not come at one phone call, they will come immediately. Mm-hmm. And then they will sit right and go. And so when the work is being done, I will ask, I will pray, Bhagavan, make it all right, Bhagavan. He may not know all these things. It should be all right because I do not know anything about this thing. Even my wife, when she broke her ankle, that period, doctors were on strike.
Mm-hmm.
She was a government servant, retired as a government servant. Mm-hmm. And she was put in the hospital, and then some days passed. Doctors wanted to operate upon. I said, please wait. And then after 21 days, something like that, got set right. It was set right. Because bones retreated. But the doctors deliberately opened operated to insert a screw and everything. And then when they operated, they saw that they said, okay, what is this? The doctor's name was Prem Kumar.
Same as you.
I am care Prem Kumar. He is the case Prem Kumar. Asked him, doctor, what is this? You should have taken X-ray and all that. Now you have operated. What will become of my wife? If she gets a limp walk, what should I do? Sorry, sir. You just say sorry. And then I asked Bhagavan, make her walk properly. Mm-hmm. As long as she's there alive. I was worried about her because they opened the wound. And she was again plastered with the plaster of Paris and all that. Another 2 months she was at home. And then slowly she started walking. And the nymph was not there.
So internal dialogue. You keep talking to Swami. And you continue to find him responding.
Responding. Immediate response. And then after some years in 2000, she was operated up for that removal of uterus and all that. The doctor was a very big doctor. I asked Dr. Kalavati. And I told the doctor, please do take care of my wife. She said, sir, I have completed 800 operations like this.
She was the hysterectomy expert.
Expert, I am. Yeah. You are expert, madam, I know. But because she's my wife. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, sir. Okay, pray God. No, that I will do. You do your
work. Well, properly, you do my prayers.
I asked the Swami, because we don't have anybody to help. Mm-hmm. We are two only. People may come and go for some few days and then that's all. And then within third day, she was discharged. Doctor said, no, can take him. This is all it. Major operation, madam. So the removal of uterus means it's a very big thing. 2.5 hours it took her. And then and all my people said, what is this now? He will be all right. Yeah, all my family people, they envy us actually.
Why?
Because we are hale and healthy. And all that. But my wife is now a diabetic now. What to do? Because of stress and all that. Work stress and all that. She retired as superintendent of a Tamil Nadu special court.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having that pension. That pension alone is keeping us alive. That's God's this thing. And another thing, can you believe me, madam? We bought a small house in Madras.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have paisa with us. Not a single pie. How to buy a pie? Somebody said this is a good small portion, small 1 cent, within even less than 1 cent area. And she said, okay, well, let us buy. How to? We had 10,000 rupees with us. He quoted 3.5 lakhs in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And said, what is this? Then I told my wife, when Swami thinks it is done in a jiffy like that. Mm-hmm. In January, on January 19th, we saw that house. February 3rd, next month, we are registering that house.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be?
Where did the money come from?
Yes, it was given like that. We just sold all our jewels and applied for a loan at bank, which was given in one day.
Wow. Normally it takes a long time to approve a loan in India.
In one day, though it was a small amount, this was loan as a loan.
Yeah.
2.5 lakhs we had to borrow at an interest. Bank manager said, how can a CS got no service, 5 years service, you are a private employee, private servant, and how can you eat after giving the EMI amount here? And then I said, if you are giving, other and something happened, he gave.
Mm-hmm.
See, they gave 19th January, madam, February 3rd, we are registering that house. And March 5th, next month, we entered the house. Housewarming ceremony was performed.
Wow.
How could it be? A man, my brother asked me from Bombay, how come you purchased this house? You don't have any pie with you. I do not know. And the name board, no? Some Prem Kumar's house. Satya Sai Satkrupa. Name is Satya Sai Satkrupa.
That's what the house is called. Appropriately, with his grace you got it.
Satya Sai Satkrupa. Is it your name? It's Bhagavan's name. All my address will be that. Number Satya Sai Satkrupa, then Manali MMD like that will come. So people may name it as Sai Satkrupa, Sai Ram blessing like that. But I wanted it to be Satya Sai Satkrupa. And one time I had actually scolded my Swami. Can you believe that?
I can, seeing how close you were, how familiar you were with him.
No.
What happened? It was such a thing.
I had nothing in my hands.
I see.
Not even 25 paisa.
I see.
Can you believe that? I'm not ashamed to tell that. I scolded Swami. Nobody in the world, entire universe would have scolded him like. And then, he was in Sundaram then at that time.
Okay.
Madras.
He was in the same city.
City, Madras.
Yeah.
After that, I realized, what is this? I'm scolding Bhagavan in this language. Very bad. Immediately, I went to put up Sundaram. Sundaram and sat in the queue and the row. He was coming. Yellow robes. He stood before me. He did not face me. He faced other side.
So you could see the back.
Back, and then said, Swami, I scolded you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. And then I might have committed the worst sins in my life, like that, okay? But you have to forgive me, you have to pardon me. In one of his lectures, the answer came, I am not at all perturbed by any scolds and all these scoldings and all that. Dushana, Bhushana, Tiraskaralaku, Kungaka, Pungaka, Achalinchaka. That means for Dushana means for depredations, by whatever the wrongs for you. Bhushana means for your good, these ornamentations. Tiraskar means rejections. You be like one, just for same.
Maintain the same state of mind. Whether you are having ups and downs.
Ups and downs and then scoldings. That is me. That is why Swami says, my life is my message.
Because he was not affected by your scolding. But then did you overcome your financial crisis?
Definitely. It was all my doings, ma.
Poor judgment calls.
Poor judgment and believing others.
Others, trusting people.
Trusting people. Then now I used to tell, no. God says, your faith will help you. Not the intensity of devotion. Your faith. If you have faith, 100% or 200%, yeah, that will help you. That is, faith is Bhagavan.
What advice would you give other business people who have to always deal with others and can also get into a similar situation? Now that you have experienced it and as a Sai devotee, what advice would you give them? Because Swami told us God is in everyone, so we have a tendency to believe others and to trust them because we try to see good in others, and in the process many of us get burnt as you did.
Yes, yes. My suggestion will be implicit faith.
In Swami.
In any form. What form
in
you
God.
Believe in God.
But how do you determine if the person you're dealing with is the right person or you should abstain, stay away from them?
That you should leave everything to your Bhagavan, your God. That's that.
I see.
Swami, I am trying to do this. That's all. My this thing will be this. You have to.
And if he's not the right partner for you, then Swami will guide you.
You know everything.
Okay.
And finally, I was a consultant to a very big real estate firm in Madras City. Mm-hmm. Very big real estate. I used to write letters to the government only from there. No? How could I write letters to the government? All secretaries to the government, the learned people and all, big IAS people and all that. My letters were appreciated by them. Then my boss used to say, what is Nana? I used to put this, this is the mark, Srihi.
Mm-hmm.
Srihi means Raja Rajeshwari, Mahalakshmi, like that. That is my Bhagwan, he will write. I don't write. And then, Mahindra and Mahindra, you have must
yes,
have heard.
The company.
Yeah.
Big company.
For them, we purchased a land area of 1,350 acres in one place. Mm-hmm. Now it is there, the Mahindra World City in Chennakalpet. 1,350 acres, one plot.
Wow.
That means we have to amalgamate all the people.
Mm. So many different landowners.
Landowners. 800 landowners we have to talk to.
Mm.
And then they have got it. In the process, something has gone wrong. We had to ask for some money, extra, this thing. I wrote a letter, faxed it. My boss said, what is this? This will help us in getting enhanced rate. Within 2 days, enhancement came. And for him, it was what's called a gold mine of 4 crores in a day. In 2001 or 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Very big man. He even wants me now, but I cannot go because it's a long distance. My wife says, no, we stay at home. It is enough for us. Whatever we have, we live like that. Because when I go to that work, it will take 9 to 11 o'clock, it will take to reach home. Again, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, my next day.
Too stressful.
And they used to send me vehicle and all that, but still, pressure is there.
Hmm.
And the private companies, pressure will be there. You know.
And now that, you know, you're retiring and Bhagwan has left the body,
yeah.
How do you connect with him? You said you're not a man of prayers, you're not into any rituals. So, how do you feel the connection and his presence in your life?
I have my conviction that whatever I ask, Bhagwan will do for me. In whatever form, I do not know. Because he's always there, everywhere. In the biggest language, omnipresent, omniscient, like that. In simple terms, I just see Bhagwan. I can see Bhagwan in you also. Can you believe me?
No, I believe you and I can see him in you because you're speaking with so much.
See, I come here. Why I come here?
Hmm.
When the Simhasana is there, when they put the chair, no?
Yes, sir.
Just do namaskaram. I have the blessing. That's the thank you, my Lord. And once, when I wanted Swami to come home, he appeared in my dream. And where can I sit? You don't have anything for me to sit. Now I'm putting a chair for him.
Okay.
Daily for dusting it, keeping one hand key for him.
In your house.
People say, used to laugh at me. Why? Just now I think, no, my Bhagwan sits there. And will you? The next door lady, her dream, in a dream, Baba appeared in my puja room and from puja room, he came down to the seat to sit in the chair. She, in the morning, she came and told my wife, hey, Baba, in your house, he came from the puja room and sat down in the chair. That's why I keep it. Not with this thing, just like a plastic chair. Whatever I have. And one time, nobody will believe you. My wife did not believe me. Anjaneya, you know?
Hanumanji, yes.
You know? In my dream, he came with full this thing. Green color,
mm-hmm.
Hanuman. He lifted me and put me onto his shoulder and said, Bolo Sai Ram, Bolo Sai Ram, Bolo Sai Ram.
So keep chanting Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Mm-hmm. Hanuman tells Sai Ram.
And Hanuman is the ultimate devotee of Lord Rama.
Rama. Mm.
So do you say Sai Ram?
I say Sai
Ram. Okay.
Just like that. Sai, oh, do this. Okay. Something I do, but not that. Very strict, I don't follow. Mm-hmm. That's some or other, I feel that.
But you have such a close, intimate relationship that Swami is just part of your thought process all the time.
That helps me. Mm-hmm. That helps me. And then, in one of my these things, I used to tell people, whenever I talk, I don't talk. I'll say, I am not talking. He talks. Mm. That is my faith.
Swami speaks through you.
That's my
so faith is the key word here.
Yes, faith, madam.
Mm-hmm. Conviction that Bhagavan is there, he's our best friend.
He will do anything. Somebody asked me, where are you staying? Last time I came here.
Right.
Ramani sir asked me. Ramani, vice president, no? Yes. India vice president, he asked me, where do you stay? I used to say outside. Why? Why not inside? No, I don't ask. I have never asked. No, I will make arrangements. No. And then he made arrangements. Now we are staying in a room this time also. My sister is a Balvika's guru.
I met her.
This is Balvika's guru. Mm. She teaches children and all that. And she sends her people for elocution contests and she wins second, first, like that. So, Balivikas, this thing.
Nice.
Like that, my brother, my second brother is a cinematographer. He served with TV, Doordarshan. He retired. He has got two sons. And he is into filmmaking also. And I am very proud to tell, madam, my brothers and my sisters are well settled in life.
And you were the oldest who took the responsibility.
Eldest.
Yes. So it's a reflection on your sincerity and the hard work you put into keeping your family together.
That may be or may not be, but I've done something for the family's welfare and all. That something is enough for them. They are well off in the sense. I'm very proud of them.
And it's so nice to hear an older sibling being proud of the success of your younger sisters and brothers.
That should be, madam. That should be the attitude. Yes. That should be.
Instead of being jealous or perturbed by the success of others, as can happen in modern families.
Yes.
So, Mr. Prem Kumar, it's so wonderful, sir, to have heard about your sweet and simple love for Swami and the way you connected with him. And the early days that you spent in closeness to the Lord when he was in his 20s and 30s. And you still cherish the same love which is carrying you through at your age now.
Definitely, madam.
5 years after the Mahasamadhi. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you, sir. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory on the 22nd of September 2016. We are coming to you live from Prashantinilayam, India, where the time right now is exactly 18 minutes past 10 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. You just heard the conclusion of a two-part Tryst with Divinity interview with Sri Prem Kumar of Chennai. Dear listeners, your feedback means the world to us. We welcome it as Swami's feedback to our efforts. So please go ahead and email us your thoughts about today's program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. And now, I'm delighted to share with you a short reflection of spiritual takeaway from the recent events at Rishikesh, Uttarakhand. And these are the events that were associated with the inauguration of the Satya Sai Ghat there. This reflection goes like this, and I quote, "It was a toss-up between the stillness that follows a well-enunciated, deep-throated omkar, or the experience of deep atmic bliss when the monkey mind is put on a pause break. Either ways, it was deja vu of a spiritual high that one experienced only in Bhagwan's immediate presence, when there seemed to be no worries in the world and everything was just perfect, joyful and complete. The bhajan Purna Brahma Avatara Sai, Sakala Jagata Adhara Sai, suddenly ran truer than ever before, revealing the cosmic glory of the One we endearingly referred to as Swami. It made the heart churn with bliss. The setting was idyllic for calming the senses. The picturesque bend from behind which the holiest of India's river, the Ganga, emerges pure and pristine at the Sri Satya Sai Ghat, the lush green forest covering the mountains all around, the low-hanging clouds providing relief from the sun, the landmark Lakshman Jhula to the right, the stunningly beautiful statues of Mother Ganga, Lord Shiva, Sage Bhagirath, Lakshmi Narayan along the Ghat, the Paduka temple resonating with the high energy of prayers in Prashanti Nilayam. While the sights were wondrous to behold, the sacred sound of Vedic chants, Prashanti Nilayam bhajans, devotional music echoed through the valley, back into the heart chamber, unleashing unadulterated ananda, the sweetness of which one could literally taste in the mouth. The weather was warm, but the river water was clean, calm, deep, and very cold. A sprinkle of those sacred waters was enough to quench the deep thirst of the longing heart as well as the seeking soul. Centuries of spiritual practices by saints, sages, and seekers have infused every grain of sand and soil in this Devabhumi with concentrated sacredness. The cumulative effect of the ambience was hypnotic for the thousands of Sai devotees who came from far and wide to participate in the inauguration of the Sri Satya Sai Ghat. They described their experiences as mystical, trance-inducing, and spiritually charged. With the inauguration of the Sri Satya Sai Ghat, Rishikesh thus commemorated the three divine visits to this Devabhumi by the Purna Avatar in 1957, 1961, and 1982, with much love, gratitude, grandeur, and devotion. Unquote. And, sisters and brothers, I would like to share with you the correct answer to the question I posed earlier, namely, what was the name of the cave near Rishikesh with Bhagwan Baba visited on July 26th and then again on July 27th in 1959 to bless Swami Purushottamananda Ji. The correct answer, of course, is Vashishta Gufa. And the following listeners got the answer right. Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, India. Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, Telangana, India. By the way, Brother Sai Krishna is an alumnus of the Sai University. Sister Shankari Subhash from Dubai. Brother Subhash Lakshmi Narayanan of Dubai, but currently from Prashanti Nilayam. Mr. C. L. Mirakhor from the National Capital Region. Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore. Brother Tarun Kanti Ghosh from Kolkata, India. Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Dahanu Road, Maharashtra. Two former Sai students, Sai Sudha Sasi Kumar, alumnus of the Satya Sai University, Anandpur campus, as well as her son, Sai Mohan Sasi Kumar, alumnus of the Satya Sai School, Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam. Both are from Mumbai, Maharashtra. Congratulations to the mother and son team. Sister Mrudula Murthy from Bangalore, Karnataka. Brother Sridhar Palakur from Irvine, California, USA. Sister Purna Janki Raman from Sharjah. Deepak Rao, Shaila Rao and Karan Rao from Mumbai, Maharashtra. Brother Pratap Makodia from Bhavnagar, Gujarat. Shashita Shettigar from Mumbai, Maharashtra. Sister Sunita Menon from Bahrain. Sri Sai Kishore Chikoti from, I do not know the location, definitely somewhere on planet Earth. Brother Bala from Bahrain and Rekha Loknath from Mysore, Karnataka. Congratulations to all those who participated, and I think this today every single person got the answer right. Yes, and there was not a single incorrect answer. It was indeed Vashishta Gufa. I think one of the listeners even wrote the exact distance. It's about, she wrote 22 kilometers, I think, with the improvement in the road. Well, depends on where from Rishikesh you are going. So it's about 15 to 20 kilometers. You have to go higher up in the mountains, and that's where Vashishta Gufa is located. And now, At this point in time, I would like to read you a description of that visit by Bhagwan Baba to Vishesh Gupta in 1959. Just give me a moment, please. Right here. This is a report on the North Indian tour with Sri Satya Sai Baba, and he describes him as the divine tourist. And it says this trip that Swami took in 57 was for a whole month, from July 14th to August 14th in 1957. So first Swami left Puttaparthi by car on 14th of July 1957, and he halted at a place called Medkurti near Madanpally to unveil the silver image of Shirdi Baba at Ayodhya Ashram Medkurti. He then reached Madras on the 15th of July and stayed there for 4 days. After a 4-day break there, he embarked on a plane to Delhi on the 20th of July. And Swami, I believe, was very amused when he found his name on the ticket was mentioned as Mr. S.S. Baba. He had a hearty laugh over the word Mr. Mr. S.S. Baba. On 22nd July, Swami left Delhi for Rishikesh by car. At Rishikesh, Swami visited the Shivananda Ashram. He materialized Vibhuti and Japmala for Swami Shivananda. He transformed the water of the holy Ganges into medicinal syrup and handed it to Swami Shivananda along with some fruits and vibhuti. The mixture was meant as medicine for Swami Shivananda's rheumatism. It is needless to say that Swamiji became well soon after. On 26 July, Swami took all the devotees and inmates of Shivananda Ashram to the Gadwal Palace along the banks of the Ganges. Swami spent a long time with the devotees clearing their doubts. He plucked the jambu fruit from the tree outside the palace and distributed them to devotees with his own hands. On their way back from the Gadwal Palace, Swami had the bus pull over after he spotted a thin nameplate that read Vashisht Gupta. Swami got off the bus and proceeded towards the cave. His gait seemed to suggest he had visited the place quite often in the past, as if someone was waiting for him inside the cave. The occupant of the cave for the past 30 years, Swami Purushottamananda welcomed Swami as if he was expecting him. Dear sisters and brothers, I just want to say, I was reading another account in which it said that Swami Purushottamananda actually had a garland of fresh flowers ready to welcome Swami, but it is not written in this account. Swami reminded him being Swami Purushottamananda ji, of the travails he endured when he first entered the cave. Swami repeated the visit to the Vashishta Gupta the following day evening as well. Swami sang many songs, including a Tyagaraja Kriti for the Swamiji. Bhagwan materialized a candy for Swami Kalikananda as medicine for his stomachache. Now, just to let you know, Swami Kalikananda was a little boy at that time, and he was attending to Swami Purushottamananda, and he was also blessed with the candy for his stomachache. Swami Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba materialized a spatika japmala. Spatika is a kind of crystal. I forget what the word is in English. Not mercury, right? No. I'm not getting the word. It's like a clear crystal japmala, like a citrine kind of japmala. Rosary, a prayer beads for Swami Purushottamananda. Swami then asked all the devotees to leave the cave while he decided to stay on with the Swamiji. Sri Subba Ramaiya was the president of the Divine Life Society. He was with Swami that day. So he, that is Sri Subba Ramaiya, stood at the entrance of the cave and he could see what was happening inside through a small opening in the cave. He saw Bhagwan placing his head on the lap of Swami Purushottamananda and laying himself down. Swami's body was bathed in divine brilliance. Rays of splendor emanated from his face. The time was about 10 p.m. Later, when the devotees inquired, Swami informed them that this was a vision of Jyotir Padmanabham, which is the form of divine worship by Swami Purushottamananda, that is Vishnu, the resplendent light-infused Lord Vishnu. Swami took leave of Shivananda on the 28th and proceeded to Delhi, and on the 30th he proceeded to Mathura Vrindavan by car. He pointed out various spots, identifying them as places where he had performed Leela in his former avatar as Lord Krishna. In the sanctum sanctorum of the temple of Radhesham, he created twin idols, which were the exact miniatures of the images installed there. On August 2, 1957, Swami left for Srinagar in Kashmir by plane and reached the Kashmir Valley by 12 noon. Even though the head of the Shankaracharya Math requested Swami to stay with them, Swami chose to stay in a houseboat, Alexandra Palace. The stream of devotees to Alexandra Palace continued unabated for 2 full days during Swami's stay there. Swami left for Gulmarg and Kilanmarg on the 3rd of August, 1957. He wanted to show his entourage the snows of the Himalayan ranges. Swami organized for horses for all the devotees accompanying him. The horse Swami chose for himself was called Raja. Swami trekked a distance of 12 miles on horseback, and this is at a place which is 14,000 feet above sea level. Swami left for Madras via Delhi on the 6th of August, and after a short stay at Madras, currently known as Chennai, he reached Puttaparthi on the 14th of August 1957. So that was a narration I just had to share with you because I found it so brilliant. Now with that narration, it's time for me to offer morning glory at his lotus feet and try and retreat into the cave deep inside my heart and contemplate on his glory and brilliance and the splendor that he revealed to Swami Purushottamananda ji. And before you get on with whatever needs your attention, I request you, just a minute, brothers and sisters, I have a little technical issue here. Okay. And I request you to please continue to send us your feedback by email at listener@radiosai.org. And I do hope that the rest of your Saisam awesome day, you feel his presence in everything and you continue to pray for the well-being of all beings in the world. I have some time on my side till 11, so I'd like to treat you with a special concert that the celebrated Sufi singer Sri Lakhvinder Vadali was privileged to perform in the Divine Presence on the 10th of August 2010. No matter what you're doing right now, I hope you enjoy a spiritual high in the quiet cave that lies within your heart as you listen to Sri Lakhvinder Vadali's Sufi concert. You know what Swami says? Haath mein kaam, man mein Ram. Hands in society, head in the forest. And remember, the cave in that forest is also actually located in your heart. So enjoy the concert and Jai Sai Ram.
तेरा ही नाम सुनकर बाबा आया हूँ दूर से बाबा झोली मेरी को भर दे बाबा अपने जहां जिक्र हबीब होता है जहां जिक्र हबीब होता है खुदा उनके करीब होता है तेरी चौखट से मांगने वाला बाबा कौन कहता है कि गरीब होता है ओ, ओ, इधर देख
लो यहां उधर देख लो इधर देख लो यहां उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो इधर देख लो उधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो
मेरे साई के दर पे जो भी आएगा
मेरे साई के दर पे जो भी आएगा
मेरे साई साई बाबा मुरादें सभी पूरी करता है बाबा मुरादें सभी खाली दामन मुरादों से भर जाएगा खाली दामन मुरादों से भर जाएगा दिल से करके दुआ तुम असर देख लो दिल से करके दुआ तुम असर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो दिल से करके दुआ तुम असर देख लो दिल से करके दुआ तुम असर देख लो दिल से करके दुआ तुम असर देख लो साई है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो
मेरे बाबा में दिखता माथे से उसको हर शय में तुम जलवा घर देख लो, उसको हर शय में तुम जलवा घर देख लो। साई है हर तरफ तुम इधर देख लो,
हर शय में तुम जलवा घर देख लो।
साई साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं वो साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं वो साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं वो साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं वो साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं है तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं वो साईं है हर तरफ तुम
जिधर देख लो, साईं
साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो,
इधर देख लो या उधर देख लो।
साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो,
इधर देख लो या
जिधर देख लो, साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो, साईं है हर तरफ तुम जिधर देख लो। तन मोरा मन पी का जो दोनों एक ही रंग, खुसरो दरिया प्रेम का, खुसरो दरिया प्रेम का जो उल्टी वागी धार, जो उभरा सो डूब गया, जो डूबा सो पार। खुसरोबाजी प्रेम की, खुसरोबाजी प्रेम की जो खेली पी के संग, जीत गई तो पिया मोरे हारी पी के संग। मैं तो पिया से नैना, मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया ही रे,
मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया ही रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया ही रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया ही रे,
मैं तो नारी घर नारी कवारी कहे सो कहे रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना
लगाया ही रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया ही रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाया।
अब जो होगा सो देखेंगे रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना
लगाया ही रे, मैं तो पिया से नैना।
क्या डर मोहे सच कहती हूँ क्या डर मोहे प्रीत करी ना मैं चोरी करी रे मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाई रे मैं तो पिया से नैना लगाई रे मैं तो पिया से मोहनी मुरतिया
सोहनी सुरतिया मोहनी मुरतिया सोहनी सुरतिया मोहनी मुरतिया
सोहनी सुरतिया मोहनी मुरतिया
सोहनी सुरतिया मोहनी मुरतिया
मैं तो हृदय के बीच समाया ही रे
मैं तो हृदय के बीच समायाई रे मैं तो हृदय के बीच समायाई रे मैं तो हृदय के बीच समायाई रे मैं तो हृदय के बीच समायाई रे मैं तो
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी खुसरो निजाम से
बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी
मोरी बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी
मोरी बात जो लागी
मोरी बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी मोरी बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे
मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे मैं तो बिन बोले
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी खुसरो निजाम से बात जो लागी
मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे
मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे मैं तो बिन बोले चेरी कहाँ आई रे
छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाई के
छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाई के छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाई के छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाई के
छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाई के
छाप तिलक सब छीनी
बटीका मधुआ पिलाई के
प्रेम बटीका जी 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 प्रेम बटीका मधुआ पिलाई के
प्रेम बटीका मतुआ पिलाई के
मतवारी कर दी रे कर दी रे मतवारी कर दी रे मोती नैना मिलाई के
मतवारी कर दी रे मोती नैना मिलाई के मतवारी कर दी
गोरी गोरी पैया हरी हरी चूड़िया
गोरी गोरी पैया हरी हरी चूड़िया गोरी गोरी पैया हरी हरी चूड़िया
गोरी गोरी पैया गोरी
निजाम से
ओहे सुहागन की नीरे ओहे सुहागन की नीरे मोसे नैना मिलाए के
ओहे सुहागन की नीरे मोसे नैना मिलाए के ओहे सुहागन की नीरे मोसे नैना मिलाए के
ओहे सुहागन की नीरे मोसे नैना मिलाए के
ओहे सुहागन की
छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाए के
छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाए के छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना मिलाए के छाप तिलक सब छीनी रे मोसे नैना
मिलाए के मोसे नैना मिलाए के मोसे नैना मिलाए के मोसे नैना मिलाए के मोसे नैना मिलाए के मोसे नैना मिलाए के मोसे सैना लड़ाई 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 के
बाबा बुल्ले शाह साहब का कलाम
हो 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 आबो निसयो आवो निसयो रल देओ नी वधाई आवो निसयो रल देओ नी वधाई आवो निसयो रल देओ नी वधाई वो मैं वर पाया सोना माही घड़ियाली देव निकाल नी मेरा पिया कर आया घड़ियाली देव निकाल नी मेरा पिया कर
Oh, God.
घड़ी घड़ी घड़ियाल बजावे रैन बसल दी पिया गटावे
घड़ी घड़ी घड़ियाल बजावे रैन बसल दी पिया गटावे
घड़ी घड़ी घड़ियाल बजावे रैन बसल दी पिया गटावे
घड़ी घड़ी घड़ियाल बजावे
हद बाजा बजे शहाना मुतरब सुगड़ा ताल तराना
अनहद बाजा बजे सुहाना
मुतरब सुगड़ा ताल तराना अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा
अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा
अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा अनहद बाजा बजे शहाना मुतरब सुगड़ा ताल तराना
अनहद बाजा बजे मुतरब सुगड़ा ताल तराना अनहद बाजा बजे मुतरब सुगड़ा ताल तराना
नमाज रोजा भूल गया दोगा